Time now to get the latest business news, and all eyes will be on Washington later on Wednesday as the debt ceiling deal struck by Joe Biden and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy heads towards a first vote in the House of Representatives. Our business editor, Charles Pellegrin, is here to tell us more about that.
Morning, Sharon. Absolutely. The bill cleared the House Rules Committee on Tuesday with 7 votes in favor and 6 against, setting the stage for the wider vote. Lawmakers are now scrambling to get all the votes required to pass the bill and send it to a vote in the Senate. All of this needs to happen before June 5th in order to avoid a default, which could have devastating effects on the U.S.'s creditworthiness, with spill-on-then effects of on the domestic and international economy. Well, the White House has expressed optimism the deal will go through, even if there are vocal opponents to it, as Vedika Bahl explains.
It's a critical point for the U.S. president as he gears up to sell his proposed debt ceiling and budget deal to skeptical Congress members ahead of a possible vote on Wednesday. Having negotiated the agreement with House of Representatives Speaker, the Republican Kevin McCarthy, President Biden said he felt the prospects were positive.
Look, you know I never say I'm confident what the Congress is going to do, but I feel very good about it. We'll see when the vote starts.
The 99-page deal would temporarily suspend the debt ceiling and raise the government's borrowing limit till 2025, potentially preventing a catastrophic national default on its debt repayments. But Republicans say the deal doesn't go far enough in cutting government spending, and those in the influential Freedom Caucus may try to block the package from advancing.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal. No one sent us here to borrow an additional $4 trillion to get absolutely nothing in return.
The House aims to vote Wednesday and send the bill to the Senate, advancing its passage. But this could stretch into the weekend with further conservative roadblocks. However, it's unlikely any changes to the deal will be made with so little time to spare, as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen predicted that with no action, the U.S. will run short of cash and default by next Monday.
Moving on, Elon Musk's trip to China has given Beijing an opportunity to call for, quote, stable and constructive ties with the United States. The Tesla CEO met with the country's foreign minister, Qin Gang, at a time of increased tensions between the two countries, with many in the U.S. calling for reduced dependence on Chinese supply chains, and some in China beating the drum of self-reliance as well. China's foreign ministry quoted Musk as saying that the world's two leading economies were like, quote, conjoined twins, and that Tesla was opposed at the idea of decoupling them. Foreign firms have highlighted an increasingly difficult working environment in China, though. On his arrival, the foreign ministry spokesperson used the visit to downplay this.
China always welcomes business leaders from all countries, including Elon Musk, to visit China and have a better understanding of it, to promote mutual cooperation. We also stay committed to openness and creating a market-oriented, law-based, and international business environment. We're pleased to see more foreign investors do business here, explore our market, and share the opportunities of China's development.
Well, Musk is expected to visit Tesla's Gigafactory in Shanghai this week, which plays a crucial role in the company's global supply chain. China is also the electric vehicle maker's second largest sales market after the United States. It's been previously reported that Musk is looking to get government approval for the company's full self-driving technology. Tesla has been in a price war with its local competitors, notably BYD. Well, to get a sense of the company's reliance on China, sales there represented just under a third of total sales last year. And just looking at the Shanghai plant, as you can see there, it contributed to over 305,000 sales between January and April, 42% of which were destined for the export market. The rest for the local market, where Tesla represents just under 10%. Of all sales of new energy vehicles. Well, inflation in France slowed down in May to its lowest level in a year. The annual rate of price increases came in at 6% compared to 6.9% in April. Behind this is the easing of energy prices, dropping to 2% this month from 6.8% in April, as well as the slight easing of food prices. Food producers and retailers have agreed to reopen negotiations on prices after pressure from the government. Food inflation still stands at 14.1% year on year. Let's take a look at the stock markets now in Europe. At the open, the CAC 40 in Paris trading lower, down 1.2% on the back of that inflation data, as well as of obviously jitters that are remaining over the debt ceiling issue in the U.S. and the possibility of Congress not voting the deal agreed to by Republican and Democratic leaders. DAX in Frankfurt also down over 1%. And in Asia, the Hong Kong and the Shanghai, Hang Seng and the Hong Kong and the Shanghai composite both trading in negative territory after new data showing a contrasting picture of China's economic recovery, with the service sector expanding while manufacturing contracts. We can see the Hang Seng down 2.5%, while the Shanghai composite is down just over 0.5%. The Nikkei in Tokyo and the Kospi in Seoul also closing the session in negative territory, Sharon.
Thank you for that, Charles. That's our business editor here at France 24, Charles Pellegrin.